weed's getting a bad rap. I don't mean a, like a blunt rap. I mean, you know, I mean, people talk, you know, people talk to shit about it. You know, marijuana affects the memory. That's bullshit. I never forget the smoke. So weed makes you stupid. It doesn't make you stupid. It makes you smarter. All right. Been smoking weed since high school. I grew up in San Gabriel Valley in LA. We had what's called off-campus lunch. I don't know if you remember that. That's where you can go off campus, smoke weed, eat, and then you had to come back for some reason. So one time I came back lit, and we had intermediate math. I had intermediate math after lunch, right? And one time I came back lit, and we had to take a test in fractions, a little pop quiz. And one of the questions on the test was, what's the difference between a quarter and an eighth? I wrote $50.
Pretty much everybody smokes pot when you think about it. I just found out my 15-year-old cousin smokes pot. What the fuck? 15-year-old wants to be an adult before he even grows up. I want to try to help curb the habit, discourage him from really turning it into something bad. So I told him I'd smoke a little. Didn't expect the reaction. His eyes got so big, like so excited. He was like, dude, Adam, dude, you smoke weed?
Dude, how have we not smoked together yet?
I was like, dude, how have we not smoked together yet? 5 years ago, you were 10. What the fuck are you talking about? You just started using deodorant, man. Take it easy. Plus, I have this rule. I can't smoke pot with anybody who didn't grow up watching DuckTales. That's just one of my rules about smoking weed. Yeah, that's a good rule. DuckTales. Yeah, they're the potheads. That's how you find them. Yeah, I knew you were in here.
Today, I just renewed my weed card. Thank you. It's my second card. My first card, I got 3 days into being in Los Angeles. I didn't even have an apartment yet. My first purchase was a weed cookie. I got an edible. And it was the coolest thing I'd ever gotten up to that point in my life. Because I'd never seen branding on drugs. It had a logo. Aunt Mabel's weed cookie. Oh, I trust this. She's family. Underneath it, it said, per dose, eat one third of a cookie. Who eats one third of a cookie? I eat all the thirds of a cookie. You're not gonna have me eat one third of a cookie. Now I'm high and I'm hungry and I'm staring at two thirds of a cookie? That's not happiness, that's Hunger Games. And I ate the whole cookie. Woke up 2 days later, about a mile and a half from my house, feeling refreshed. I'm gonna get out of this ditch and get on with my day.
My friends smoke weed all the time. My boys, like my guys I hang out with, they are heavy weed smokers. Heavy. And they all have girlfriends and wives. Not girlfriends. Girlfriends and or wives. That won't let them smoke at home. So now my house has become the designated weed smoking house. Yeah, they just called me up out of nowhere. Like, hey, man, what you doing? Call me up for no reason. What you doing? I'm like, I'm in here watching the game. Got a pound. Coming over. Then they get high and they get into these deep philosophical weed discussions. I don't know if your friends do that. Like, that's when they want to have like a f***ing Wolf Blitzer CNN discussion when they high. But it's always bullshit. It comes out of nowhere. It's like, ew. If you was invisible, which ex-girlfriend's house would you rob? And my other boys over here, he's thinking about it too. Oh, that's deep. That's deep. See, it don't work like that. It don't work like that because technically you're invisible, right? But the you steal is not. So now it's a TV just floating down the street. They caught me last time.
My mom actually, she actually came out here and visited me once, and she kind of got into my medicinal marijuana. My bad, because I've got glaucoma and can't see any of you. But she came out here and visited me. I took a shower. I thought I hit everything. But the Southern woman is like a fucking honey badger. They will dig through anything. They're just like, just looking through it. I got out of the shower, I looked really good. She's just standing there. She's like, Justin Douglas Martindale, what is this? The full name, right? She's like, I've raised you better than this, mister. I cannot believe you brought this in your house. I've been through
thick and thin with you. Jesus has cried for you through thick and thin. I cannot believe you would even... God damn, that shit hits hard. What is that? Is that an indica, a sativa? What is that? Purple Rhino, Mystic Haze, Sad Substitute Teacher? What's that called?
If you're gonna do drugs, smoke weed. Seriously, right? Exactly. I don't judge. What's the worst thing that's gonna happen if you smoke some weed? You're gonna eat a couple of Twinkies and drive really safely.
White people, you have good weed. And I commend you because you use discretion. You get your weed from somebody called a guy. I don't know who this guy is. You can ask any white dude anywhere. Where you get your weed from? I get it from this guy. I see him on Tuesdays. You want me to pick you up something? That's all you get. Ask a brother, yo, dogs, where you get your weed from? From my cousin? He at the Holiday Inn right down the street. Won't you call him from your cell phone so you can lock the number in? Then they wonder why they get caught. It's 2 o'clock in the morning and your car is orange. That's why you got caught. You need a guy.
When you get your weed from white people, they let you try it before you buy it. Can't get that from black people. You have to smoke them out with the shit you just got from them. In business, that's called reneging.
I had to go back and learn fractions just to buy weed from white people. I didn't know nothing about eighths or quarters or nothing like that. Nobody told me that if the bottom number was bigger, you get less. I had to rush down to Home Depot to get one of them rulers with the lines on them. The guy was like, what you using it for? Like, I'm buying an eight from a white guy. Which one is the eighth? Is that the little short line next to the quarter? Because I don't want to get ripped off. I want the right length. I'm on the phone telling my friends, don't worry about it. I got 2 1/64ths coming. We'll just put one in the freezer. This should last us till Christmas.
I have a prescription for medical marijuana. And here in Los Angeles, you don't even need a real reason to get it. The doctor's like, why do you need a prescription for medical marijuana? It's like, because my neighbor moved to Burbank. And I don't know where else to get any pot from. Because everybody smokes. I hate when I go to the store high, but the guy behind the counter is higher than I am. So you try to buy something, and he's like, $2.75, please. And you're like, how much? He's like, what? My friend tried to get me to smoke some Afghani weed. I don't want to smoke Afghani weed because people in Afghanistan get stoned to death. I'm just trying to get to Hollywood.
Here's the deal. I went into the weed store and I had, anybody had the edibles?
Yes.
Yeah. Woo! Okay. So for those of you who don't know, the edibles kind of fuck you up. I did not know that. So I went in. Now listen, something you need to know about me is I fucking love blueberry muffins. So I walk into the weed store and I'm like, are those blueberry muffins? And the guy was like, yeah. And I said, does that have weed in it? And he said, yeah. And I was like, I'll have a blueberry muffin. So my weed store has like a little area where you can smoke and watch DVDs and shit. And I just put in Chappelle season one. Fucking great. And I'm literally licking my fingers when the guy runs in. He goes, you didn't eat that whole muffin, did you? Huh? Tell me you didn't eat that whole muffin right now, all at once, did you? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, all right, listen, and I'm not fucking around right now. Either give me the keys to your car or drive home right now. And I said, what? And he goes, I'm telling you, leave here right now. Or prepare to be here for 8 hours. I was like, are you kidding me? He goes, you ate that whole muffin, man. He goes, I own this place. I would only eat half if I was at home. I was like, fuck me. He was right. I was high for 8 hours. That's one of those highs where you're like, I have kids, man. I had to pull one of these. I walked into the house. I was like, daddy's sick. Don't come in the room. Click. And then I peeked my head out. I was like, don't, no matter what you hear from this room, do not come in here. It was bad. Except like an hour later, I was like, except I could use some orange juice.
It's fine if you smoke pot, but there's one type of stoner I hate being around, and that's the person who, when they do get high, they think it makes them smarter somehow. Do you know one of these shitheads? And I realize there are certain things I can't do with that friend while he's stoned anymore. Like, I can't watch movies with him anymore. Here's what happened a few weeks ago. We were watching a movie. He's smoking a joint. I'm completely sober. We're watching Return of the Jedi. I don't want to ruin the movie for you guys. But at one point in Return of the Jedi, a spaceship explodes, and my buddy leans over and he goes, you know that would never actually happen in real life. Bro, you'd never see a fireball in space because fire needs oxygen to survive. And there's zero oxygen in space. So that shit would never happen. And I was like, you know what? You're right. And while we're at it, I don't think those are real Ewoks either. Pretty sure those are just dwarves dressed up as bears.
White people have cool, magical names for their weed. No, think about it, like Chronic, Kush, Purple Liberal, Juicy Fruit, Train Wreck, Northern Lights, Green Crack, Purple Horseshoes, Obama. Yeah, there's an Obama strain out there. Yes, we cannabis.